Across the border in Uganda, people suffering from a very different sort of problem are receiving a new kind of help. Psychiatric patients in Africa often don't have access to the drugs they need, and even when they do, drug treatment may not be enough. Patients may recover their health only to find they've lost their farmland or their jobs and have no means of support. Joanne Silberner reports on an effort to remedy that problem.
At a primary school perched on a green hillside in a rural town in Uganda, there are no screens on the windows. There are no doors at the entryways. And the tin roof doesn't look like it's going to hang on much longer. But in one room, several dozen adults sit squeezed into the child-sized desks. They're all being treated for mental illness. They just got medication renewals this morning. They're in the classroom to learn how to put their lives back together. Lucy Kidahari is in the front row. A few years ago, Lucy was in high school. Then things started going wrong fast. Lucy says she spent a lot of time running aimlessly around the village. Sometimes she threw things. Then there were times she couldn't stay awake. She couldn't focus enough to go back to school or help her parents farm. This is a country where some families still lock mentally ill people inside their rooms or chain them to logs. Lucy's family prayed for her and finally brought in the local pastor. He told her parents to take her to the hospital, where she was diagnosed with bipolar disease. Doctors sent her home with pills, but she had no livelihood and had lost the trust of her family and friends. Tina Ntulo says that lack of livelihood is a huge problem. She directs the Uganda chapter of a charitable organization called Basic Needs.
Unfortunately, how can I put it? It doesn't matter how much you shout off the rooftop that people's rights must be respected. In Africa, you are measured by your worth. What do you bring to the table? What do you bring back to the house?
To deal with this, her organization provides livelihood training. And that's why Lucy Kidahari is in that class in the local schoolhouse, listening to Vincent Majune of Basic Needs.
How do we get money? That is what we need to begin thinking about.
Lucy's come to hear from Majune, and he's come to explain how she can get resources for her family's farm.
How do we get groundnuts for planting this season as a group?
The local government provides seeds for farmers if they can prove they know what they're doing. Majune is showing this group how to get those seeds. Lucy is in the front row listening intently and taking notes.
Are we together?
Lucy looks up from her notebook and beams. After Lucy stabilized on medication, she was very unsure of herself, and her friends still shunned her, says Majune. Then she got involved with a self-help group and was elected chair. It was big for Lucy. She says things are far better now than when she was sick. She thinks her group has a good chance of winning the grant it's applying for. Dr. Sheila Nyanabangi is the head of mental health services in the Ministry of Health. She says the national government supports this approach.
We approve of it, and even in our policy, actually, we mentioned that we need to have a continuum of care, where the people should be treated, rehabilitated, reintegrated in the community, and helped to earn, to have a sustainable livelihood.
The problem, she says, is the health ministry doesn't have the money to do the training, so she's happy to have the help of a private charity. In developed countries, job training for people with mental illness is pretty common, not so in low-income countries. But the idea is catching on in Uganda. At least one other charity, in addition to Basic Needs, is distributing goats and pigs and chickens and teaching people how to raise them. And Basic Needs has branches in 8 countries. How effective the approach is just a guess. There's not been money for a large, rigorous analysis, but Basic Needs has done several small studies showing that with help, people do get back to work. Vincent Majune's favorite success story is about microloans in a community a lot like Lucy's. A self-help group for people with mental illnesses collected dues and made low-interest loans. And they were enormously successful. Others in the town, without mental illness, took notice and wanted in. The group said okay.
And so what that does is that then people begin to see mental health or mental health problems from another perspective. I mean, that one who has been allowed to join the group of mentally ill people will not say anything bad about them.
He says such popularity gets at the root of the problem for the mentally ill. That's the prejudice that can otherwise leave people like Lucy Kitahari, even after successful treatment, crippled for life. For The World, I'm Joanne Silberner, Hoima, Uganda.
Joanne Silberner traveled to Uganda on a Rosalind Carter Fellowship for Mental Health Journalism.